Once again, what you're seeing here is an example of why I really like overcast rainy days for taking pictures. I was out on a overcast rainy day when I took this picture, and I had my D7100, so my crop sensor, not my full frame, and my 50mm lens plus my set of filters. And man, I really like taking close-up photos with those filters. I'm having a ton of fun doing it, and I know I posted a lot of pictures recently here on the blog from it, but golly, I really enjoy it. It's opening up this whole new area of photography that I knew about, but I always thought was totally inaccessible without spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And I'm finding that, no, it's not. Just $30 on a set of filters can get you, not most of the way there, but it can get you quite far when it comes to taking photos of really close-up things, or photos of regular objects really close to them. So what you're looking at here is a type of picture that I have been wanting to take for a long time, and even ever since I got these filters, it's sort of eluded me, and I don't know that I've quite got it here. I want a picture of a drop on a leaf, and to be honest, I'm not quite sure exactly what that means. I've got a few pictures on my Flickr album of water drops on leaves where I've sort of approximately got what I'm looking for, and I don't know that this one is exactly what I'm looking for either, but what I did get here, what my goal was when I saw this, was not necessarily to get the water drop on a leaf in focus, because you're seeing a lot of drops on a couple different leaves and several are in focus. And at first, it's almost too much to look at, and there's not really a clearly defined subject. But my hope is for this photo, when you see it, to look at not necessarily the drops, but that streak of white right in the middle of that big drop in the center of the picture. I was really trying to get that thing in focus. And what that is a reflection of the sky above. And you can see, if you look close, or if you click on the picture and go to the Flickr version and zoom into 100%, you can see that it's this streak of sky, and you're looking at branches of trees being reflected in that. And if you think about this, with just a common 50mm lens and a cheapo set of filters, you can make out the individual branches on that tree that is like 50 feet above being reflected in this drop. And so to me, is it true macro? No, I guess not. But man, it's cool. It's fun to do this. And it took a little bit of practice to get this. I was focusing manually, as I've learned to do, and I'm still not very good at it, but I'm getting there. And going back and forth, just tiny movements at a time, and shooting at a small enough aperture, f8, so that enough things would be in focus. But my goal really was to get that streak in focus. And by golly, as my dad would say, it worked. And I'm super proud of that. And mostly I'm just happy on a personal level that this shot worked out really how I wanted it to. Even though it's not the perfect drop on a leaf shot, it is kind of what I was going for, and I really like doing that. I'm also learning that I'm learning to hold back and shoot at smaller apertures and really sort of embrace the fact that if I'm shooting at f8 or f11 using a close-up filter, it's not going to be the shallowest depth of field possible, but that's okay. And in fact, you're going to get a sharper image as a result, and you can still work with, say, like a quarter-inch depth of field instead of a 16th inch depth of field. Either one's going to get you a good picture. But I'm learning that you don't have to shoot at super wide apertures. And in fact, you kind of don't really want to when shooting up close, unless you have like the ideal set of equipment under ideal conditions. So anyway, I hope you like this shot. If you do want to see another approximation of a drop on a leaf, you can click through this. There's a photo on my Flickr that I took roughly about the same time. That is more in line with what I was what I've had in my mind for some time in terms of a drop on a leaf. It's not perfect, but it's getting there. So I'll continue to pursue this drop on a leaf until I get it, and at which point I'll probably decide, hey, I want to do even more. Anyway, thanks for listening.